What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If they beat us throwing the ball, so be it. We stress their edge rushers playing relentless, wants them to continue their intensity.
Jaden Harrison bringing back the kickoff. He brought two back for touchdowns last year when he played for the thundering herd of Marshall, and he has one for Notre Dame.
That's right. 98-yard kickoff return for Jaden Harrison of Notre Dame, that highlight courtesy of ESPN. And that was pretty much the final nail in the coffin for Georgia after that Notre Dame kickoff return. Notre Dame beats Georgia. You're probably thinking, why in the world are you playing that coming out? Because Horvat's a big Notre Dame guy. I got to give him some love. He's under the weather. He doesn't feel well. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Joining us now, the aforementioned sicky Ryan Horvat of BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvat. Weeknights, while you're watching the game, turn him and Brad Evans on your Odyssey app. You can listen for free and stream it there. Or if you're listening to a BetQL radio station, you can listen to it that way as well. Ryan Horvat, you, I believe, called Notre Dame against Georgia, and you were right.
Yeah. That wasn't even me being a homer. I just thought the entire SEC was overrated this season. I mean, I thought the Big Ten was actually the best conference. I know there was some change, and you bring over Oregon and, you know, a team like USC. Not that USC had a great season, but they got off to a nice little start, upset LSU. And I think that kind of proved that, you know, the SEC is great traditionally, historically, but things have changed in college football, right? We're seeing more parity now than ever with NIL, with the transfer portal, obviously. Like Arizona State, for example, took Texas down to the wire. And it's funny, Texas is the only SEC team left, and that's the team that nobody in the SEC wanted to claim in the beginning of the year. So I just, man, all those Big Ten teams, it's just a different brand of football. And I love what we're seeing in these bowl games where some of these SEC teams can't compete with these Midwest teams. And I know Notre Dame's not a Big Ten team. They don't have a conference, but they're pretty much a Big Ten team. So, you know, Georgia just this year didn't have the skill position players. I saw people trying to argue that if Carson Beck plays, they win. Absolutely not. I actually thought that the kid played pretty good, to be honest with you, Gunner. I mean, he made every single throw. The problem is the drop passes once again, and that was Georgia's issue all season long. They didn't have a guy like Brock Bowers or a guy like Ladd McConkey. They got good players, but not great players. So I did call that one. It was great to see. As a Notre Dame fan, now is when I get a little nervous, though. This Penn State game scares me.
Penn State's good, no question about that. It will create problems, I'm sure, for the aforementioned Notre Dame. Let's talk about the NFL. Tomorrow night here on The Fan, we have Bengals and Steelers, 6:45 broadcast time. Joe Burrow needs this one and some help in order to get into the playoffs. A 2.5 Bengals favored here, total 48.5. What say you, Ryan Horvat?
You know, I'm going to go against everybody, and I would love to see the Bengals get into the playoffs. They would be a very dangerous team because of that offense if they did get into the playoffs. But the problem for the Bengals, they're outside the top 20 in, like, every metric on the defensive side of the ball. I think the Steelers, I know they're just trying to improve their, you know, well, I mean, they're trying to, you know, improve their spot here. But, like, Mike Tomlin already came out and said, we're going out there and we're going to try to win this game. And Mike Tomlin is an underdog, is one of the best bets. 26-10-2 against the spread. 72% of the time he's an underdog. They win or at least cover these games. The Bengals, like you said, they need some help. They got to win this game. They have to have the Dolphins and the Broncos both lose on Sunday. The Broncos are like 10-point favorites, so they need some help. They're obviously going to be motivated. But, man, the Steelers kind of need a win, right? Like, they have played like crap the last month of the season. Russell Wilson wasn't good. You had people calling for Justin Fields once again. Last time we saw these two teams, it was a complete shootout. So I think the Steelers are going to be able to push the Bengals offensively. I kind of like the Steelers as 2.5-point dogs. I think they win the game outright and end the Bengals season.
Really? All right. So that's game one. Game two, Sunday night football, of course, Vikings and Lions. Lions 2.5 favor, total 55.5. Of course, all odds courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. What say you?
Yeah, this is a tough one, right? Like, this is like, who do you cheer for? I mean,
Vikings.
Last year I was like, man, you know, I can't hate this Lions team. They're a fun story. I changed my mind on that. They talk way too much for a team that hasn't accomplished anything.
Can't stand Kerry Joseph. I'm done on Kerry Joseph.
Same, and it has nothing to do even with me being a Packer fan. I mean, I loved what Tucker Kraft had to say because, I mean, how many guys has he taken out this season, right? I'm not calling him – I mean, maybe I am calling him a dirty player. I don't like the guy. I don't really like the way – I love St. Brown, the player, but as a Packer fan, it's hard to cheer for the guy. So, you're right. I guess you cheer for the Vikings. I would rather – I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'd rather see the Lions in the playoffs. 3 weeks ago, that's a different story. But the Lions are so beat up on the defensive side of the ball, and it's so hard to win in the playoffs in shootouts. The team that make runs, you know, the teams that make the run every year, strong run game, really good pass rush, decent enough secondary, and the Lions just don't have that right now. So I do think that the Vikings are going to score some points. I took Justin Jefferson to have 100 receiving yards, and I took him to score a touchdown in this game. I just don't know that the Lions are going to be able to contain them. So if we get back to like 3.5, 4, I like Minnesota. Even at 3, I like Minnesota to at least cover. I feel like the Lions are probably going to be the popular side. I think right now Minnesota is the better team. So I'd rather see Detroit in the playoffs. I would take the points with the Vikings, but I love Justin Jefferson and St. Brown to score touchdowns.
Time with Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. All right, Ryan, third game, the game that everybody cares about around here, Packers and Bears. Handful of guys already ruled out for the Green Bay Packers, but it looks like Jacobs will play. It looks like Jordan Love will play. Christian Watson game time. I can't imagine they risk Christian Watson in this game against the Bears. Before I ask you your thoughts on the point spread and the total, I want to get your thoughts on something Charlie and I have been arguing back and forth about for the last 2 days, because the Rams have decided they're resting pretty much all of their star players on offense in this game, even though seeding is hanging in the balance of whether or not they are the 3 or the 4 seed. And if they're the 4 seed, they have to go to they have to deal with Detroit or Minnesota, obviously, at that point. And again, they would come to LA, but still, both teams very tough. Or you end up sitting at the 3 and you get Washington or Green Bay coming to you. They're resting star players with a possibility of falling to the 4. Not a fan. The Packers are, in my opinion, or should be, trying to figure out how not to have to play Philadelphia in the first round and get to that 6 seed versus resting players possibly at some point in this game. How important is seeding to you for NFL teams?
So there's a lot there, right? Because I think that seeding is really important to me because I don't want to go on the road and play Philadelphia because I think they're the best team in the NFC. I've thought that since July, since they picked up Saquon and drafted DeJean and Quinyon. I would rather take my chances with the Rams, who I didn't think the Rams were going to be here, or Tampa. And I like Tampa, but I would like Tampa a lot more if they had a healthy Chris Godwin, and they don't. So I do think it matters, man, because the Commanders are big favorites this weekend, kind of big favorites, I guess, but they could lose that game. We saw it earlier this season. I do think they get revenge, unfortunately. But I think more of this is, it's also like Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want to sit out against the Bears, right? And this is still a rivalry, even though Green Bay's won, 10 straight, 11 straight, and their Bears are 1-2 against the, 1-10 against the spread. But I just think there's a rivalry here, even if, you know, it's a one-sided rivalry. I think you do want the chance to improve your playoff seeding. And also,
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Packers haven't played all that great here the last couple weeks, so I think you need a good performance going into the playoffs. I mean, you know, yeah, you risk some injuries. I don't know that if a guy's banged up, I don't know that he needs to be out there all four quarters, but I don't know that they've earned the right after that Minnesota game to sit everybody. So I would try to improve your playoff seeding this year. Some years I would argue against it, right? Hey, you got to go on the road and win all these games anyway. It doesn't really matter, but I do not want to see Philadelphia right away. Because there's let somebody else take their chances with the Eagles. You know, like last year, the Eagles fell apart against Tampa Bay, but this is a completely different team. So I would rather take my chances with the Rams, Tampa, so I'm playing to win the game and beat the Bears on Sunday.
Yep, I agree with you on that as well. Green Bay and Chicago, again, noon start after the game. Make the switch here to the Fan for the Green Bay football post-game show, driven by Young Express. Green Bay by 10, total 41.5. Noon kick on Fox at Lambeau. What say you?
Too many points. The total's 41, and the Bears are getting 10 points, and I get it. The Bears have given up at least 30 points. Well, outside of the Seattle game, where they gave up 6 points in the worst football game of all time, the 6-3 disaster last Thursday night. But the Bears, since they fired Eberflus, like Eberflus isn't a head coach, but he's a heck of a defensive mind. I mean, you know, the defense was pretty good the last 2 years since they fired him. The defense has been crappy. The offense has not been very good. Caleb, I know he had that stretch where he didn't throw a pick, but if you're watching Caleb Williams and telling me you like what you see, and then you're watching the other quarterbacks like Jaden and Drake, the other rookies, Bo Nix, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to me. But I still think you're probably going to get the Bears' best effort just because I know these guys quit weeks ago, but now it's finally the last week of the season, and they hate Green Bay. I mean, you know, they don't want to get embarrassed by the Packers. So I think you're probably going to see the Bears' best effort. Packers are going to win this game, most likely by a touchdown. Or maybe it's close. I mean, what was it, a field goal game?
Field goal to win it last time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Bears always play them tough. So I think 10's way too many points. I'll take the points here with the Bears. The reason the numbers were at that is the Bears haven't covered a spread in forever. And, you know, the Bears haven't been very good. And the market and the floor are telling you that everybody's going to play. That's right there what tells me that everybody from Green Bay is going to play, right? That's probably a 7-point spread if they expected to be Malik and some backup offensive linemen and defensive players. That number is telling me that LaFleur is really going to play his guys all four quarters. And again, it's scary taking the Bears. That blocked field goal, that's the first time that they've covered. They've lost 11 straight, but they were with Rodgers there and even Jordan Love year one, 0-10 against the spread. Now they're 1-10 against the spread in their last 11. Oof. So I know I'm saying take the points with the Bears, but if you're a trends guy or a history guy, you take Green Bay, right? I mean, that's like a 98% chance that you're going to cover. But I got a weird feeling about this one. I don't even want to say this out loud. I could see the Bears maybe winning this game.
Same. I've been concerned about this game for the last 2 days. I've been saying it, and everybody's been laughing at me. Very concerned about this game. One last one on the way out here. Who's the best team left in college football? Notre Dame, Penn State, Ohio State, or Texas?
I hate to say it, man. I would love to say Notre Dame, but I just don't know that they have enough explosive playmakers. And then I watched that freak number four for Ohio State. I mean, like, they just got dudes all over the place. I think it's Ohio State. I still don't understand how they lost that game to Michigan. I don't know why it took Chip Kelly and Ryan Day all these weeks to just say, hey, let's throw the ball up to Jeremiah Smith. I mean, I can't believe he has to go back and play college football for another year.
They're saying he's going to be the number one pick when he comes out in a couple of years.
I think right now he's better than Marvin Harrison. And remember the way that we were talking about him? I can't believe how good he is. And the kid from Bama is good, but not Williams. As good as Jeremiah Smith.
Yep.
Yeah, Ryan Williams. But I'm going to go Ohio State here. They got a really good defense. They have all those playmakers. A lot of people ripped Will Howard. He can make every single throw. Their issue was the offensive line couldn't run block. I mean, they had 63 rushing yards against Nebraska, and that's with Quinshon Judkins and Trevion Henderson, two backs that are going to be in the NFL next year. So that was the issue. They lost their starting center, McLaughlin, who was the best center in football. Earlier on in the year, they lost their starting tackle, and they were one of the five worst offensive lines graded in college football, not even like in the Big Ten, in all of college football. That looks so different that last time we saw them. So I think, unfortunately, it's Ohio State. They just clobbered the best team that we thought was in the country in Oregon.
How about the story about Indiana, about their quarterback, Rourke, playing with a torn ACL during the season?
Right. That's like, that reminds me of the Aaron Rodgers story when he was at Butte Community College or when he broke his leg. I mean, that's the thing. You know what's funny? And really quick on that. We all ripped. Everybody wanted to rip Indiana, you know, and they actually played Notre Dame, if you look at the scoreboard, tougher. And so we made the case for all these SEC teams. Oh, you got to get Bama in there. They get beat by Michigan, clobbered, and they played all their guys. Michigan didn't. Bama did, and they still got clobbered. Tennessee, clobbered. LSU won a bowl game that nobody watched. Nobody cares. Brian Kelly talked all that nonsense. I can't win at Notre Dame. I need all these assets. Okay, Marcus Freeman steps right in there. Leader of men, takes these guys to the semifinals. So it's just funny. We ripped all these teams, and it just shows there's so much parity in college football. And maybe ESPN should start promoting some of these other conferences. Yeah. You know, the SEC, it just means more. I don't know about all that, man. Like, Indiana was good this year, and imagine if Rourke was fully healthy.
Part of this, too, is we're going to do this. We were going to do this. I changed my mind. We're not going to do it. And thanks, Sparky, missed, because I'm going to bring up to Ryan right now. But these conferences are so jacked up with, you know, you have Pac-12 teams in the Big Ten now and all this. And now today, did you see the latest thing today from Brett McMurphy? Apparently, Northern Illinois is headed to the Mountain West. Like, of course they are. Why wouldn't they be headed to the Mountain West, Ryan Horvath?
Right, exactly. And what, you know, I mean, especially helps them out that they beat Notre Dame. I think that's going to be a disaster probably year one, them in the Mountain West. They weren't very good this year. They completely fell apart after that game. But, yeah, I mean, it's all about money. Everybody's going to try to move around here, and it's going to be an even bigger mess. But at the end of the day, we're going to get these games. Not that the Notre Dame-Georgia game was actually really good, especially if you like good defense and hard hitting in the first half. But the Arizona State game, everybody was rallying around Arizona State. Everybody fell in love with Cam Scataboo.
Like, and Dillingham. People like Dillingham, too, the head coach, yeah.
So that's the good thing is, you know, like, we get some of these smaller schools in there, and sure, there's going to be some blowouts. But you know who else got blown out? The best team in the country, Oregon. Should Oregon been in? My issue, you know, I have no issue with the conferences. That's just the way that it is. Unfortunately, I accepted this like 5-6 years ago. I hate it. But I like it for the smaller schools, right? SMU going to the ACC. Nobody would have paid any attention to SMU. And, yeah, they got blown out in the college football playoff, but they also played a really good Penn State team. My only issue with college football, they got to get rid of the Boise State can't have the bye. If they win the Mountain West, sure, they get in the college football playoff. Congratulations. You don't get a bye over some of these teams, right, like over in Ohio State. We have to look at the power ratings. We have to look at strength of schedule. That has to be changed. But other than that, I mean, I'm pretty cool with the product.
Bye?
I think it's been really good.
Every team that got a bye lost, right? Am I wrong? Yes.
Yeah.
They all lost, so it really didn't help them at all. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter @RyanHorvath. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.